for tapes, CDs, DVDs to our publication Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom. Write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. This is the 2018 Labor Day Deliverance Camp Meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Camp in Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Sunday morning, September the 2nd, 2018, Deborah Pinson is the speaker of this service, teaching on Confessing Christ, the Spirit of God versus the Spirit of Antichrist.
Well, my wife is coming to speak to you this morning. She speaks a lot in our church, and so she's going to come and share the word with you.
Let's start with a prayer. Lord, Heavenly Father, I thank you. Thank you, Lord, for this camp, for these people. Lord, they're your people, and they come seeking you, Lord, and I pray that your Holy Spirit come mightily, Lord. Let every ear hear. Open the eyes, open the ears, Lord, to hear what you're saying, to see what it is that you are doing. Lord, we know that your work is an inward work. It's not always outwardly visible. But let them know that you are working in them. Let them see that you are working. And draw them to press in more and more, Lord, to seek Christ, that they may be filled, so that the captives may be set free in Christ. That the wounded may be healed. That they may be filled, Lord, with all the good things that you have put in Christ. I ask you to bless, Lord, and your Spirit to guide and touch each one. In Jesus' name, amen. My title today is Confessing Christ. And this could be subtitled, The Spirit of God versus the Spirit of Antichrist. Because that's what it is. I'll start with the scripture, 1 John chapter 4, verses 2 and 3. Hereby know ye the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is of God. And every spirit that confesses not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is not of God. And this is that spirit of Antichrist, whereof ye have heard that it should come, and even now already is it in the world. Which spirit is operating in each of us? The spirit of God or the spirit of Antichrist? It is evident by whether or not we are confessing Christ. But what does it mean to be confessing Christ? Are we just speaking words like an actor or a parrot? Or does it mean something much deeper? We confess what we are of. We confess what is in our hearts. If we are of God, not in outward appearance only, but inwardly, we will confess Christ. You see, there has to be an inward reality. If the inward reality is not there, we cannot confess Christ. Self will be expressed. We can have the outward, but expressing self, that's not confessing Christ. Our actions and our words confess what we are. Our lifestyle, preferences, choices confess what we are. Confessing Christ is not simply speaking the words, Jesus Christ is come in the flesh, as some teach. It is us in the flesh revealing Christ from the inward man, revealing what is in our hearts by our words and deeds. Is what we are revealing by words and actions in our day-to-day lives Christ or Antichrist? What is truly in our hearts? Has the inward image of Christ been established? Or is there just an outward appearance? You see, the spirit of Antichrist can and will have the outward appearance of being Christ, but the inward is wrong. Remember, man looks at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart. You see, that's how Satan deceives us. The outward can be faked. I want to touch just briefly on the difference between the image and the form. If you want to understand further, my husband has a sermon on it on YouTube a few months back about the image versus the form. The image of God that we're created in, the image is the inward man. Our form is the outward. See, we all don't have the same form, but we're all to have that same image of Christ. It's an inward. Yes. And we were created in the image of God, meaning inwardly, we were meant to be like Christ from the beginning. That's God's desire for us. Genesis 1, verses 26 and 27, and God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air and over the cattle and over all the earth and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him, male and female created he them. You see, male and female are a form. They're outward. But inwardly, there's no male or female. There's one image. And it's to be the image of Christ. God created man to have the image of God in the spirit, inwardly. And that inward image is the only acceptable offering we can make back to God. He gives us Christ, we need to reveal Christ. It's God's desire that we return to his spiritual image. To worship God in spirit and truth requires that we return to the image of Christ and walk in the Spirit. But this requires an inward working of the Holy Spirit in us, because we can't do it. We must return to the image we were created to be in before the fall. We must come into the image of Christ internally. And this work of bringing us back into the image of God is an internal work by the Spirit of God. Likewise, the spirit of Antichrist is working in our flesh to keep us in the fallen image, because the fallen image is in agreement with the devil. It's the image of fallen man himself. You see the battle? We can only confess Christ by the power of the Holy Spirit working inwardly in all things. And I want to make a comment about having dominion. Man, created in God's image, was given dominion. Fallen man was never meant to have dominion over anything. And if Christ has not come into us in an area, if we have not returned to the image of God in an area, we have no dominion. We were created to be in the image of God, but the fall changed our image from the image of God to one of selfish man. Self-seeking man. Self-elevating man. This is no different from Lucifer, seeking to elevate himself and falling to become Satan because he uttered the I wills found in Isaiah 14. I'll read that. Isaiah 14, verse 13. For thou hast said in thine heart, I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will sit also upon the mount of the congregation in the sides of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will be like the Most High. The devil's initial sin was in elevating self This is original sin. Self-will over God's will. It is lawlessness. It is iniquity. It is Antichrist. The spirit of Antichrist is evident when self expresses itself. The Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit, speaks only of Christ, never of self. The Spirit of Antichrist speaks of self. Because of Christ's death and resurrection, we are all now able to return to the image of God via the power of the Holy Spirit. But this requires laying down our flesh, meaning self has to go. We must die to self, deny self, that the Spirit of God rule in us rather than the spirit of Antichrist. If we refuse to die to self, we will never get rid of the spirit of Antichrist. You understand that? Those not dying to self, this is a hard statement. I hope you're ready to hear it. Those not dying to self are going to follow the Antichrist in the coming days because they're of the same spirit. See how serious this is? When God tells us we must crucify our flesh, we must lay down our flesh, we must deny ourselves and seek Christ, those not dying to self are going to follow the Antichrist in the coming days, and that's not too far off. Can we see the importance of applying the cross in our lives and dying to self? If we refuse to lay down the flesh and die to ourselves, we are a bigger threat to ourself than any demonic spirit. We're in charge of that, whether we lay it down or not. Those who do not die to self, who continue to walk in the flesh, will be led by their own flesh on a beeline to worship the Antichrist. This is because self attracts self, and Christ attracts Christ. God is holy, but our unholy flesh, meaning self, prefers the unholy. It's fallen. Those walking in the flesh, this is a warning, those walking in the flesh with only an outward appearance of Christ will follow the Antichrist, thinking it is God. They cannot discern because self always seeks self. Self-righteous people are always seeking those who agree with them. If someone disagrees with a self-righteous person, the self-righteous person will become very angry and stop consorting with them. That's how it is. This is why those truly walking in Christ are always marginalized and pushed out of religious gatherings. Those professing self hate those professing Christ because they hate Christ. They love self. We can't have it both ways. We can't serve two masters, self or Christ. The Pharisees did not want Jesus or any other apostle confessing Christ in their midst because it revealed what they were. Self-righteous, self-seeking, self-magnifying, self-willed. So they killed, jailed, and threw out those professing Christ to preserve self. This is still going on today. Nothing has changed. It is a matter of the outward versus the inward. The inward is the confession. The outward is the appearance. Without the Holy Spirit, we can't discern. Our flesh cannot discern that difference. Matthew 23, verses 25 and 26. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites! For ye make clean the outside of the cup and of the platter, but within They are full of extortion and excess. Thou blind Pharisee, cleanse first that which is within the cup and platter, that the outside of them may be clean also. The scribes and Pharisees had the outward, but not the inward. They had the appearance, but not the confession. There's a big difference between appearing Christ-like and confessing Christ. Luke 11:39, and the Lord said unto him, now do ye Pharisees make clean the outside of the cup and the platter, but your inward part is full of ravening and wickedness. Man looks at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart. Fleshly, carnal man cares about the outward appearance, but the Spirit of God is looking to the inward parts. Carnal man is drawn to an outward appearance. The spirit of Antichrist in an individual or in a ministry will put on an outward show that is pleasing to the flesh, and those in the flesh will be drawn to it. If we only have the outward appearance, we are still in the flesh, and we are not confessing Christ, despite what we say or do outwardly. We are vessels that need inward cleansing, not outward polishing. The cup is a vessel. Is our vessel clean inwardly? Is Christ inwardly? Are we confessing Christ from the inward man or putting on an outward show to please carnal man? Confessing Christ is an all-encompassing state of being we are to attain. We are to return to that image of Christ, that image of the Son that existed before the fall of man. Only then will we be fully confessing Christ. It is an ongoing work of the Holy Spirit in us to bring us back into the image of Christ in every area. We are able to confess Christ to the degree that the Holy Spirit is allowed to work in us, meaning to the degree that we allow the cross to be applied in our life, to our flesh. If the Holy Spirit is not operating in us, we cannot confess Christ. If we are not applying the cross to our self-life, we cannot confess Christ. 1 John 4:2-3. Hereby know ye the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is of God. And every spirit that confesses not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is not of God. And this is that spirit of Antichrist, whereof ye have heard it should come, and even now already is it in the world. The spirit of Antichrist came into the world with the fall of man, because self was elevated to the throne, and man was no longer submitted to God. Fallen flesh is full of lawlessness and iniquity, and it is Antichrist. Our very flesh is Antichrist. Choosing self over God is Antichrist. I want this, but what does God want? Christ is selfless, not selfish. And that is the difference between the fallen flesh and the image of God. Where do we place self? Above God or submitted to Him? If we want to get rid of demonic influences in our lives, we need to understand the real problem is that self is still on the throne and not Christ. We will never be free as long as self is still on the throne. We need to get off the throne and allow the Holy Spirit to work in our hearts. In all that we say and do, we confess what we are. We confess what lies inwardly, what is truly in our hearts. Are we confessing Christ by the power of the Spirit of God working in us? Is it increasing? Or are we just outwardly polished to mimic Christ, while inwardly the cup is filthy because self is still on the throne, refusing to step aside and allow the Holy Spirit to work and the government of God to come into our lives? That's rebellion. I want to clarify a little further what it means to confess. The original word is homologio. Has several meanings. Number one, to say the same thing as another, to agree with, assent. That means to speak only what the Father speaks. Are we doing that all the time? Number two, to concede. That means to allow God to be in the driver's seat, not self. That means His words and His actions come from us, not our own. It's not to refuse. Not to refuse God requires laying down our selfishness. So a requirement to be free from the spirit of Antichrist is to lay down self, to apply the cross. Without applying the cross, one can never be free of the spirit of Antichrist and led fully by the Spirit of God. It's very simple. Another component is not to deny. We know the scripture says we will either confess Him or deny Him. Not to deny. Again, God's words and actions come out, not our own. We are not blocking Him by speaking our own words, doing our own thing. It means to profess. If the words are proceeding from our heart, are His words, then we are professing that we are His. If they're our own, then we're professing that we're still on the throne. It also means to praise and celebrate. How do you do that? By being what He is. If we have just the outward appearance and not the inward confession, we're denying Christ. Understand that. Mark 7:20, and He said, that which comes out of the man, that defiles him. If what comes out of us, out of our heart, is not Christ, it is the spirit of Antichrist being expressed. What is our confession? Christ or self? Righteousness or defilement? Our hearts are revealed by our words and actions. We must have Christ established inwardly for us not to defile ourselves by speaking out of our own hearts. If Christ is not established inwardly, we are not confessing Christ, and our spirit is not of God, but of self. Fallen flesh is in agreement with Satan. It is Antichrist. We need to recognize that. It might make it easier to put the flesh down. And again, Isaiah 14, the five I wills, is where we find the original sin of Satan. I will. Self-will stems out of pride in self. Original sin is exalting self over God, and we're all born with it. We're all born exalting ourselves over God. We're all born with original sin, and this is the spirit of Antichrist. Comes with the package. It is the spirit that exalts self over God. It can manifest many ways. Wherever in our lives we are not allowing Christ to rule and reign in our hearts, we are still ruling and reigning, and that is the spirit of Antichrist operating in our hearts. If what is coming out of us is not Christ, it is Antichrist. If what is coming out of us is self, it is the spirit of Antichrist operating in us, not the spirit of God. That can help us discern. A spirit that does not reveal Christ, a spirit revealing anything other than Christ, is a spirit of Antichrist. and it blocks Christ from being formed in us. Do we understand the implications of this? There are people teaching things other than Christ. It's blocking Christ. Do not sit under teachers expressing self rather than Christ, because Christ will never be formed in you. They're making you into their image. Understand? They're blocking the Holy Spirit working to make you back into the image of Christ, to transform you into the image of Christ. When someone is teaching of themselves, they block that work. When you're listening, you're seeking Christ, you want to be transformed into the image, you can't be transformed if it isn't the Holy Spirit speaking through them. They're making people into their own image. Self remaining on the throne of our hearts denies Christ his rightful place as our King. That is what it means to deny Christ. Christ is replaced with I will. I will do what I want to do. I will speak my mind. I will start this ministry, do something for God. I will heal this person. I will cast out a demon. Without Christ? Seriously? Without Christ, I will what? What is the source of our words and actions? Is it I will or is it God's will? Let us not be presumptuous and assume that just because we read something in scripture or in a book or heard it somewhere, that it is God's will at that time with that person in that situation. God is very specific. We need to be led by the Holy Spirit in all things. We need to hear from the Lord, not use scripture to justify actions done of our own will in our own timing. Can we understand that distinction? I know this is hard. It's better to understand now and see where we're at and seek the Lord than to find out when it's too late. As long as we are on the throne internally and not Christ, we are denying Him, not confessing Him, even if what we are doing appears to be scriptural. For us to confess Christ, Christ needs to be on the throne. We need to stop kidding ourselves and recognize those areas where we are denying Him because self is still on the throne. Self is in control. Where do each of us stand today? And I include myself in this. I'm not there yet. Are we confessing Christ or are we denying Him? In which areas of our life is self still on the throne in our hearts? Where is it still about us and not about Him? We must repent of denying Christ. To be free from the spirit of Antichrist, we must repent of denying Christ. We must apply the cross to our flesh, put self, which is the old man, in the grave, and allow the Holy Spirit to work in us. 1 John 4, verse 15, whosoever shall confess that Jesus is the Son of God, God dwelleth in him and he in God. There must be an establishing of the internal kingdom of God in us for Christ to be confessed. Until that eternal and internal kingdom of God is established in us, we are denying Christ. Confessing Christ is not an outward expression. It is an internal reality. It is a state of being. This is how we know whether a spirit in a person is of the kingdom of God or an antichrist spirit. Is Christ our confession? Or is our confession something of fallen flesh where self is in agreement with Satan? Self is elevated. Right there, we're in agreement with Satan anytime we elevate ourselves. What comes out of us is either self, which is in agreement with Satan, or it's Christ. There's no in between. Sorry if that's hard. Being the one to sit on the throne of our own hearts rather than Christ is to be in agreement with Satan. Putting ourselves on the throne, doing our own will, speaking our own minds, running our own ministries, and all selfish words and actions that proceed from us are the spirit of Antichrist. They block God's will being done in us and through us to be done in others. 1 John 2, verse 23. Whosoever denies the Son, the same has not the Father, but he that acknowledges the Son has also the Father. If the kingdom of God has come into us, we will acknowledge and confess Christ in all that we do, having put self in the grave. 2 John 1, verse 7. For many deceivers are entered into the world, who confess not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh. This is a deceiver and an antichrist. And we can deceive ourselves. Our own flesh will deceive us. We can't trust our flesh. It's a deceiver and an antichrist. There are many deceivers, it says. Well, what do they look like? They appear outwardly as Christ-like, but inwardly the cup is filthy. They are confessing self in their words and actions, while outwardly they appear like Christ. We deceive ourselves by putting self on the throne and doing our own will, thinking it is what the Lord wants. We deceive others by convincing them they need to do something for God, when it is really our own ministry or our own desire for glory. We are antichrist when we do not confess Christ. We are antichrist when we have the outward appearance, but not the inward establishing of the kingdom of God in our hearts. To confess Christ, it is imperative that we allow the establishment of the kingdom of God in our hearts by the working of the Holy Spirit internally. That means God's government comes in. We're not on the throne anymore. If we're professing to know God, but confessing self in what we say and do, it is because the kingdom of God has not yet been established internally. And that's not to condemn. It's a reality. If we see this in ourselves, the kingdom of God is not yet established, not fully. And I don't think anyone's there yet. Titus 1:16. They profess that they know God, but in works they deny Him, being abominable and disobedient, and unto every good work reprobate. The only good work is work that is done by the Holy Spirit. There is none good but God. No matter how what we are doing appears to man, whether it's ministry work, helping people, even healing people, etc., unless it is the Holy Spirit working through us, it is reprobate. The issue isn't what we are doing. It is rather where it is sourced. Is it sourced in self or God? That's the issue. Doing our own will, even if we do it for God, is abominable, disobedient, and reprobate. That's what the word says. We puff ourselves up doing things for God. When will we allow Him to work? Or do we still refuse to get off the throne using the argument that we're doing it for God? It's not going to hold in His court. Might fool people. God doesn't want us doing our own thing for Him. He wants us to get off the throne. Remember, Jesus said, "It is my Father who does the works." Even Jesus did not do His own ministry for God. He allowed the Father to work through Him. That is our example. To allow Christ via the Holy Spirit to work through us, not to do our own will. Ministry work, all work, but even ministry work that originates in self is not pleasing to God. In fact, he calls it iniquity. It is lawless because it didn't come from God. It didn't originate from God. Matthew 7:23, and then I will profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. Who's he speaking to here? If we look at verse 22, we see that those saying, he's speaking to those who are saying, we have prophesied, cast out devils, done wonderful works. Well, they did it in his name, but it originated in self, not God working through them. The source of what we're doing is important. Because if it's not from the internally established kingdom of God within us, he doesn't know us. See, that's that knowing. It's an internal work of God. It must be present. It isn't whether or not we prophesy or cast out devils or do any wonderful works. That's not the point. The issue is, was it sourced by the leading of the Holy Spirit, or was it sourced out of our own soulish desires to do something for God? That's a critical distinction to make, and it's not being made in general. Any work, even ministry work, originating in self is iniquity. It is a lawless ministry because it didn't come from the Lord. Workers of iniquity do their own works rather than allowing the Holy Spirit to work through them. They deny Christ while building their own kingdom. And we see this. While using his name, they're really building a kingdom for themselves and a name for themselves. And God sees this. Don't think he's fooled. There was a minister I once heard, he said the Lord took him up in the spirit once and started showing him the names of all these ministries. He says, look at all those names. Where's Christ? It's all in their own name. Workers of iniquity profess Christ outwardly. See, we like to think of workers of iniquity as those evil people that don't know God. No. The real evil is those who profess Christ outwardly, but they've not established him inwardly. And they're claiming to work in his name. That's dangerous. God does not appreciate it. Would you want someone doing something in your name? You know, going and using your credit card, you know, in your name, or... God doesn't appreciate it. Our profession must proceed from the inward man, from our very being, not just a polished outside of a cup. Christ must be established inwardly before we can profess anything of him. We have no business going out speaking for the Lord if he's not even already established in here. We have nothing to say. It'll all be self. But there are places training people to do that. They're training them for lawless ministries. It's not good. But, children don't understand. They're easily fooled. Well, so are those who are children in the Spirit, who are new, who don't understand. They're babes, right? But see, it's much quicker to polish the outside of a cup and go out and do something for God than it is to submit ourselves to God's authority and allow the Holy Spirit to build the kingdom of God within us, which takes time, but then we are able to confess Christ. God doesn't want or need a bunch of polished teacups running around claiming to be his disciples. Hebrews 3:1, wherefore, holy brethren, partakers of the heavenly calling, consider the apostle and high priest of our profession, Christ Jesus. Our profession is to be of Christ, who is our faithful high priest. We should profess him without wavering in deed and truth. And this can only be done if we are speaking from an established inward reality. No man can teach us this in a 6-week course. There's a lot of courses out there. We can get our cup polished. We can go out and work iniquity, but we cannot profess Christ when He has not been established inwardly in us by a working of the Holy Spirit. Only the Holy Spirit can do that work. All man can do is polish the cup and train you how to go out and work iniquity. We must be subjected to Christ and reveal Him from an inward heavenly source by the power of God. We must not be operating out of self or mimicking the outside of someone else's cup, claiming it to be of God. The outward appearance of our vessel means nothing if inwardly we are denying Christ His rightful place on the throne by sitting there ourselves. Matthew 10:32, "Whosoever therefore shall confess me before men, him will I confess also before my Father which is in heaven." Anything in us that is not Christ cannot be confessed before the Father. Copying the outside of someone else's cup by studying what they're doing and reproducing it is not confessing Christ. To truly confess Christ before men, we must reveal Christ from what has already been established inwardly in us. Luke 12:8, "Also I say unto you, whosoever shall confess me before men, him shall the Son of Man also confess before the angels of God." Again, this isn't just speaking the words. This is an inward spiritual reality. Christ can only confess Christ. If there's no Christ in us, how can He confess us? Anything in us that is not Christ will not be confessed before God. In fact, if there is no Christ in us, we're denying Him, even if the outside of our cup is pristine in the eyes of men. Romans 8:8, "So then they that are in the flesh cannot please God." To be pleasing to God, we must walk in the Spirit, meaning we must be confessing Christ in our words and actions. Revealing self rather than Christ, no matter how Christ-like it appears to be, is denying Him. The flesh cannot please God. We cannot do things in the flesh, attribute it to God, and think He is pleased. We must be led by the Spirit, not self. Proverbs 30:9, "Lest I be full and deny thee and say, who is the Lord? Or lest I be poor and steal and take the name of my God in vain." Note the wording, "lest I be full." Full of what? Self. We can be so full of ourselves, there's no room for God. We can be so full of ourselves that we only allot God a tiny space in our lives or even in our ministry because the rest belongs to us. When we are full of ourselves, following our own will, doing what we want to do, making a name for ourselves, no time for seeking God, let alone for His will in our life, we are denying Christ. Are we also stealing from God? Taking His name, but doing our own works is stealing. Denying Him His work through us and in us by doing our own will is stealing from God. When we do our own works in His name, we are taking His name in vain. It is vain because nothing lasting will come of it. To what end are we taking His name if there is only the outward appearance of Christ in our lives and Christ has not been established inwardly because we have been denying the Holy Spirit access to work in us? Where will be our end? The end is we will glorify self and Christ is denied. The end is Christ will also deny us because we have had our reward. We are to deny self, not God. Denying self is not saying we don't exist or we don't believe in self, but it means to block self that Christ may be expressed. Likewise, denying Christ means to block his work in and through us and express self instead. Denying Christ means following our own will rather than God's. Denying Christ is not refusing to say you believe in him. It is refusing to confess Christ in all aspects, word and deed, coming from an established inward reality of Christ by a working of the Holy Spirit. The source of what we do and say must stem from an inward working of the Holy Spirit, an inward reality, not from an orchestrated outward appearance we've learned to put on by our religious upbringing, or one we formed out of our own vain imaginations, what we think God is like, what we think God wants. Matthew 16:24, then said Jesus unto his disciples, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. We are to lay down our self-will and let the Lord lead us. To deny self is to take up the cross, lay down the flesh, and walk in the Spirit. We are to block self from operating that Christ may be revealed in us. To follow Christ, we must be fully led by the Holy Spirit, not our own will, lest in our own vanity we deny him. Most people, most ministries even, deny Christ and follow their own will. Matthew 10:33, but whosoever shall deny me before men, him will I also deny before my Father which is in heaven. If we do not want God's government to come into our hearts now, how can we expect to enter into the kingdom of God in heaven? The time to enter in is now. The kingdom of God must be an inward reality in our hearts now, not something we hope to come into in the future when we die. It's too late then. Matthew 7:23, and then I will profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. I never knew you means inwardly. He is speaking to those who put on an outward appearance of serving him, even acting in his name, but never undergoing the necessary inward transformation into his image. They are self-willed, self-seeking, self-glorifying, outwardly polished cups full of themselves. Is that what we are? Let us examine ourselves. Let us get before the Lord, one-on-one with him, and examine ourselves and ask him to help us and reveal where self is still on the throne, that we may be cleansed. As an individual or as a ministry, am I or are we denying self to serve God? Or are we denying God to serve self? Every decision we make. 2 Timothy 2:12, if we suffer, we shall also reign with him. If we deny him, he will also deny us. Yes, we suffer when we apply the cross and lay down our flesh. But then Christ can increase as we decrease, allowing his kingdom to be established in us. This working is necessary to rule and reign with him. We may have the outward appearance of a king, but if Christ is not in us, we will not reign with him. If we have not come under his government inwardly, we're still self-seeking. We cannot rule and reign with Christ until self is put in the grave. Let's not kid ourselves in this. There's many claiming we rule and reign with Christ. Is self in the grave? Is Christ on the throne? God's not fooled. If we have even a micron of self, he's not putting us on that throne to rule and reign with Christ. That'd be no different than putting Satan on the throne. Understand? That fallen flesh has to go. We kid ourselves because it's painful to let it go. When we see the reality, it makes it a little easier to say, we better get rid of this stuff. How can we deny Christ and then expect us to invite us to the throne for anything other than judgment? Self will push Christ aside and take center stage every time, unless we apply the cross to it fully. Peter's denial of Christ showed self. Fear of man came, and self-preservation, not Christ, was revealed. Peter's denial of Christ was in showing self, not saying he didn't know him. Saying he didn't know him was speaking truth, because at that time, Christ inwardly had not yet been given, but the Holy Spirit hadn't been given. So self emerged out of fear. And Christ was blocked from working through him. But Peter recognized this and repented. That's what we need to do. So there's no condemnation if we go to the Lord. Do we repent when we have denied him and revealed self rather than Christ? Have any of us not denied him at some point? Have we repented of this? We can gain a lot of ground repenting of these things that we never even realized were such a serious thing. We must repent of denying Christ. We must decrease by laying down our flesh and allowing the Holy Spirit to work in our hearts until we are able to confess Christ by speaking only what the Father speaks and doing only what the Father is doing, like Christ did. So in our churches today, do we see the focus on humbling of ourselves, taking up the cross to decrease that Christ may increase in his own church? Or do we see people stepping up out of their own volition to do something for God? What spirit is operating in the churches? Self-determination and self-will will lead us to do things for God. The source of such things is us, not God. Doing something for God keeps us in the driver's seat and puffs us up. We are the source of the idea, the planning, the funding. It's not the leading of the Holy Spirit. When we say we are doing something for God, we are taking the name of Christ but following our own will. It is taking his name in vain, because in the end, all our works will burn. Only those wrought by the Holy Spirit will remain. That's why there's weeping. When people go before the judgment throne, they think, I did all this for God, and they watch it burn. Better to know that now and start allowing the Holy Spirit to work through us, that we have works that will last, that will withstand the fire. When we take God's name in vain, we are denying Christ. Doing what we decide to do for God is denying Christ. It is not scriptural for us to do things for God. Scripture says we are to cease from our own labors and our own wisdom. Proverbs 23:4, labor not to be rich, cease from thine own wisdom. Well, why is that? Because the flesh is a deceiver. It'll deceive us. Man's wisdom is to build himself a big ministry and a big name under the guise of for God. Hebrews 4:10, for he that has entered into his rest, he also has ceased from his own works, as God did from his. We are to cease from our own labors and rest in Christ, and allow work to be done. How? By my Spirit, saith the Lord. It's by his Spirit. We are to cease from our own labors. We are to stop denying him, stop blocking him, stop working vanity and iniquity. We are to stop working self, self-will, self-righteousness, pride, making a reputation for ourselves, making a name for ourselves, for our church, and allow God to work by my spirit. Christ made himself of no reputation. If we are making a name for ourselves, it is our own labor. We are to cease from this and allow the Holy Spirit to do the working in us and through us, even if that means we are of no reputation. We should be of no reputation. Building the internal kingdom of God in us and others is a work of the Holy Spirit, not of vain man. Doing things for God is antichrist. Churches and people lacking the Spirit of God are full of this Spirit, causing them to build their own kingdom, just like Babel, Tower of Babel. They're building their own kingdom by trying to form people into their image while blocking the Holy Spirit from forming Christ in them. Such individuals, whether they realize it or not, are getting between God and his people, placing themselves on the throne. Who does that sound like? Does anyone think the Antichrist is going to let the Holy Spirit work through him? Or is he going to do his own thing? How are we any different when we're doing our own thing, denying Christ by blocking the Holy Spirit? The Antichrist will do his own works. If we do not cease from our own works, we operate in the same spirit. Doing things for God blocks the Holy Spirit from working because we have not ceased from our own works. It denies Christ. It is anti-Christ. Doing our own things for God is anti-Christ. And Jesus never did anything of his own for the Father, but rather the Father worked through him. He only did as he saw what the Father was doing. That is our pattern. How we got so off track, I don't know. Probably before any of us were born. Doing things for God is a way that sounds right unto man, but the end thereof is death. Doing things for God tickles the ears. Don't we just love to hear about a church or a group of people or a person doing something for God? But what is the source? Entering into Christ, without which we cannot worship him in spirit and truth, is only possible if we have ceased from our own works. That's why the devil likes to keep us busy. We saw that in Egypt, Pharaoh made them make more bricks and more bricks so they wouldn't have time for the Lord. We get focused on making bricks, but we lose the Lord. Worshipping in spirit and truth involves ceasing from our own works. If the Spirit of God is working through us, we have ceased from our own works. If the Spirit of God is working through us, we have ceased from our own works. We don't need to do anything. He's doing it. We are not to be ashamed to reveal Christ, to preach Christ, to confess Christ before men, rather than self and things that have nothing to do with Christ. Who pleases God but his Son? We must have the testimony of Christ to please God, not the testimony of self. That's found in Hebrews 11:5. We overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the words of our testimony. But if our testimony is not Christ, we will not overcome anything. A testimony of self will take us straight where Lucifer's testimony of self took him. Revelation 12:11, and they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they loved their lives, not their lives unto death. This last part tells us our self-life must die, that our testimony be that of Christ. The true remnant confesses Christ. That's Revelation 12:17. There's only a remnant of the seed of the true church that keep the commandments of God and have the testimony of Jesus Christ. Only a remnant. The testimony of Christ does not require excellency of speech or wisdom of man. That's 1 Corinthians 2:1. For the testimony of Christ to be confirmed in us, we must be enriched by him in all utterance and knowledge. That's 1 Corinthians 1:5 and 6. Christ must dwell inwardly. That's all it takes. A testimony is something within us. It is inward. It is not just words spoken. True testimony comes from the heart. The souls under the altar in Revelation 6:9 are not killed for outward words, but because Christ is in them. If we only have an outward appearance, not an established inward reality, we will not be able to overcome because we will love our lives too much. Do we want to be free from the spirit of Antichrist? Then we need to allow the Spirit of God to come in and transform us. We need to lay down our flesh and allow Christ to be formed in us. We need to cease from our own labors and return to the image that God created us to be in. And that's what I have. I hope this gets us thinking. It's my prayer that the words the Lord is speaking here, that we take them in, we open our heart and let it sink in and spend some time one-on-one with the Lord, clearing some of this out, that we can, that Christ may increase in us and the Lord may work through us by his Holy Spirit, that we may overcome, that we may have his testimony. Maybe a good time, if anyone wants to pray, come on up to the altar and just seek the Lord one-on-one. If anyone wants us to pray for you, come on up. My husband and I can pray over you as well, but it's very important to spend time with the Lord, because that's what's important in the end, is what we are before the Lord one-on-one, privately, where our heart's at. I can't clean anything out of anyone's heart here. I can't even clean it out of my own heart. But the Lord can, if we let him in, if we seek him, repent of denying him and ask him to come in. Cleanse the inside of our cups, that Christ may be seen in a people once again. Because that underlies all the problems in this country, in this world. There's not enough Christ. Well, who will let him in? Who will let him in that Christ may increase? Will any of us? It's between each of us and the Lord. Praise God. Thank you.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.